Hallelujah. Good morning, family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for your presence, encouraging us and changing us. I think of the scripture where it says we come into your presence, we are transformed from one degree of glory into a next. So thank you, Lord. We are not the same as we were yesterday. We are growing, and every day we are partaking of your goodness, Lord. So thank you for this beauty, Lord. Not by power nor by might, but by your spirit. And bless this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 95, verses 6 and 7.
Oh, come, let's worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand.
Hallelujah. We bow down, we humble ourselves, we come to our Maker because he predestined us. So the destiny is secure. God has got plans and purpose for us. And so beautiful is the work of his hands. We say, the Bible tells us, Ephesians 2 verse 10, we are his workmanship. He's made us specifically, uniquely for good works that are laid out for us. And that's so beautiful. And then we think of sheep of his pasture. So sheep are given a certain food, a certain pasture, relevant to them, relevant to what needs to come forth from them, from in the health-wise and in what they're going to produce, their offspring. And then also, as the food that they will be, it will produce an excellent food when they get the right food. And so we also, I think of Isaiah 55, the Bible talks about us when we humble ourselves and we come and we draw close to him, he gives us the sure mercies of David. And when we just think of the sure mercies of David, we many times think, you know, God loved him, he cared for him, he led him. And he overcame the lion, he overcame the bear, and then later on he overcame Goliath, and on goes the story. So it's glory to glory. But what we need to remember, the lion and the bear and Goliath didn't come one day after another. It took time. And after he had overcame the one situation, he was then in the presence of God. The same David tells us his mercies are new every morning. So in him drawing close, God was making him strong and strengthening for the next, the hurdle, the trial, the tribulation that would come, that it will not be beyond what he could handle, that he would see it as an opportunity. And God would also prepare him along the way to know that this situation arising, but in that, he would have the answers for that problem, the light for that darkness, the blessing for that curse. So you see, guys, it's the same for us. Today, we're entering into a day. This morning, we are drawing close for God to make his mercies new, to write them on our hearts and our mind. We are being transformed. We are being changed. We are being strengthened, ready and prepared for what's coming today. If we just go back, revert back to the word that we got to get this morning, you'll find you've got answers to overcome, because the devil only comes to try steal your faith. And God does not allow him to come beyond what you can handle. So you have the answers. But also there is mighty victories. A time to shine your light in a powerful way set out for you in the future. And also, what are you doing today? You are getting sufficient for the day, but you're getting stronger and stronger to handle the situations that have been placed out there, the opportunities that have been placed out there for your light to shine. So, yeah, no, nothing's in vain. It's just to gain, and it's just to gain glory. Morning by morning, you're waking up, you're growing. You are stronger. You are more of a blessing. The path of the righteous is as the sun rises, it gets brighter and brighter until full day. Hallelujah. Enjoy the love of your God, the presence of your God, the exceeding great and precious promises of your God, the knowledge of your God. In Jesus' name, have a lovely day. Amen.
Amen.